It's 8:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. The Trump administration is freezing more than $300 million in child care and food aid to Colorado. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
An official with the Trump administration's Office of Management and Budget confirmed the hold on federal funds from three separate programs, the Child Care and Development Fund, the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program, and the Social Services Block Grant program. The administration says it's being done over concerns that benefits are going to non-citizens, but did not point to any evidence. Colorado is one of five Democratic-led states where funding is being frozen. Still, this is seen by many in Colorado as the latest tool by President Trump in his effort to get former Mesa County clerk and election denier Tina Peters released from state prison. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A Denver apartment building under construction will be torn down after a fire ripped through the site Friday night. Denverite's Kiara Damari reports.
The five-alarm fire that shocked Denver on Friday is still smoldering, and city officials say the building needs to be demolished in order to put out the internal fires. They say sending firefighters into the damaged building is too risky. Denver Fire Department's Division Chief Robert Murphy announced that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, or ATF, will help investigate the fire and set the demolition timeline.
We're really happy with this federal partnership. We're hoping that we can get this community back in service, get people back to their lives, and the sooner that we can really get to a cause of this fire and get some direction for all of you, bringing in that team will greatly help us.
Denver's ATF division requested support from the national division due to the scale of the fire. I'm Kiara Damari, Denverite.
You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Cloudy skies today, highs around 50s. It's 8:06.